In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again I welcome you to our program for today, Dimensions of Islamic Life. As we do in every episode, let's inshallah remind one another and extol the virtues of reciting durood and salam in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that undoubtedly Allah azza wa jal has appointed an angel to my grave who has been granted the ability to hear the voice of every creature. And therefore, whosoever continues to recite salat upon me until the day of judgment, the angel presents it to me, that person's name along with his father's name, and says, at this time, the son of so-and-so has recited salat upon you. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah listen to this beautiful kalam, and after that, we'll be back after this kalam. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful kalam. Aakhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Poochega maula laya hai kya kya, poochega maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
When Allah will ask, what have you brought? I will then say, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
محمد
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Apne raza ke qurban jao, murshid piya ke qurban jao, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala. Naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza who taught the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. ما شاء الله, you are listening to this beautiful kalam. آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد, دل کا اجالا نام محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله, such is the virtue of the beautiful name of محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, upon whom we just recited درود and salam before we went for this beautiful kalam, alhamdulillah. And subhanallah, the hadith that we have listened to, mashallah, and how fortunate indeed is that person who recites durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam along, and his name is presented along with his father's name in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This point is also highly faith enlightening and faith refreshing that a blessed angel is appointed to the most sacred grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and has been granted such a great power and ability of hearing even a soft voice of millions of durood reciters across the world. Subhanallah, imagine when this is the hearing power of the one that is appointed to the blessed tomb of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for carrying out this service, then what will be the greatness and eminence of the greatest prophet of Allah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why will he not recognize his true followers, and why would he not help them after listening to their pleas with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanallah. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Aur koi ghaib kya, tum se niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hi chipa, tum pe karoron durood. Subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, دور و نزدیک کے سننے والے وہ کان, کان لالے کرامت پہ لاکھوں سلام. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. Yeah, brothers, as Muslims, we are subscribed to two kinds of rights. Those rights, firstly, is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal, and secondly, is the rights of people. The rights of Allah Azza wa Jal are obligatory, and it is fard upon us because we are His bondsmen, and He Azza wa Jal has created us. He is our creator, so He has rights upon us. And He Azza wa Jal is our absolute owner and sustainer. Therefore, obeying Him and following His commands are obligatory upon us. But why is it essential to fulfill the rights of people, you may ask? Answering this question, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that man either lives alone or finds some company, because it is very hard for a human to lead his life without his fellow humans. Therefore, it is compulsory to learn the etiquettes of living together, and there are certain rights of the people who are socially connected to us. Subhanallah, such beautiful is the philosophy of Islam, mashallah. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has given this beautiful Madani pearl to practice and to ponder over. It is understood from what we have learned so far that the fundamental cause behind the rights of people is to live together comfortably in a peaceful atmosphere, living together with peace and harmony. And today, we would, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, be privileged to listen to the Madani advice regarding the importance of the rights of people. Let's, inshallah, listen to a beautiful parable about the importance of the rights of people. And mashallah, it is again coming from the blessed court of Amir al-Sunnat, Shaykh al-Tariqat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razvi Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. And he has quoted the parable on page 13 of his book, Catastrophic Consequences of Cruelty. And it is narrated that someone dreamt of a deceased person. And in the dream, the person asked, Ma fa'ala Allahu bika? How did Allah Azza wa Jal deal with you? And the person replied that Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven me. My accountability was taken even for that day when I was sitting at a friend's shop. And whilst I was fasting, at the time of breaking my fast, I picked up a grain of wheat from the sack and broke it and was about to eat it when I realized that the grain was not mine, therefore I put it back. And I was held accountable just for picking and breaking that single grain. Allahu Akbar. And my good deeds were reduced according to the damage of breaking that grain of wheat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Just ponder over how this narration, it should really create an awareness within ourselves that if picking and breaking merely a single little grain of wheat that belongs to someone else bring about this great loss after his death, that he had to give his good deeds to that person, meaning his good deeds were reduced just because of breaking that wheat, then the violation of the fundamental rights of any Muslim and showing carelessness towards them might be a cause of great loss for us. Regretfully, in our society, the rights of one another are severely violated and trampled on. Expressing deep concern about this miserable situation of our society, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, he has stated that now things have gone way beyond just breaking a grain of wheat. Nowadays, people eat their full without being invited, even though it is impermissible to sneak into another person's private function. And it is stated in a blessed hadith of Abu Dawood that whoever goes without an invitation enters as an intruder and leaves as a thief. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And nowadays, in the name of loans, millions are taken. And all of this looks easy today, but it will prove very costly and expensive on the day of judgment. And to those who usurp the loans of people, listen carefully that Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma has quoted that whoever usurps 3 paisas, meaning 3 pennies, for example, a loan of anyone, will have to give 700 congregational salahs as compensation on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Yes, it's true that whoever usurps anyone's loan is cruel and an oppressor, and he is actually at a great loss. It is understood that one who dishonestly takes another person's money is cruel, and he is actually causing great harm to himself. In his hadith collection, Imam Tabrani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has reported that the meaning of the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that good deeds of the oppressor will be given to the oppressed, and the sins of the oppressed will be given to the oppressor. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Such is the severity and the seriousness of this crime of usurping people's money and oppressing others. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us relief from such crime and give us tawfiq to abstain from these vices and crimes that are committed to violate others' rights. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Bless inshallah azza wa jal. listen to a beautiful naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as we are listening to the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Madina wali aqa in his praise, few ash'ar inshallah. And I would request you to recite with me inshallah azza wa jal.
Tamiz tirab mujhko jo khaya le yaar aaye, damiz tirab mujhko jo khaya le yaar aaye, mere dil mein chain aaye to se qarar aaye, teri wahshaton se ae dil mujhe kyon naar aaye, teri wahshaton se ae dil mujhe kyon naar aaye, tune se dur bhaage jinhein tujh pe pyar aaye, tune se dur bhaage jinhein tujh pe pyar aaye, mere dil ko dard e ulfat wo sukoon de ilahi, mere dil ko dard e ulfat wo sukoon de ilahi, meri be qarariyon ko na kabhi qarar aaye, meri be qarariyon ko na kabhi qarar aaye, damez tirab mujhko jo khaya le yaar aaye, mujhe nazr chain bakhshe mujhe maut zindagi de, mujhe nazr chain bakhshe mujhe maut zindagi de, wo agar mere sirhane dame ihtizar aaye, na habib se muhib ka kahin aisa pyar dekha, na habib se muhib ka kahin aisa pyar dekha, wo bane khuda ka pyara tumhe jis pe pyar aaye, wo bane khuda ka pyara tumhe jis pe pyar aaye, damez tirab mujhko jo khayal le yaar aaye, damez tirab mujhko jo khayal le yaar aaye, mere dil mein chain aaye to se qarar aaye.
Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we were just learning about how to preserve the rights of others, how to not violate the rights of others, learn to protect the rights of others instead of violating them. Yes, that should be our responsibility as a Muslim, as a practicing Muslim, as a devoted Muslim, as a Muslim who is devoted to Allah and Rasul Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah has narrated, for one who takes a debt and honestly intends to pay it back, meaning his intention is to not gobble up but to rather pay it back, he is sincere, and Allah Azza wa Jal appoints some angels to protect him, and they make dua for his debt to be paid back. Subhanallah. Yes, that you have the intention of paying it back, then the angels of Allah, they make dua. Subhanallah. Anyone who takes a loan and despite being able to pay it back, he delays the payment without the creditor's consent, then delaying it even for a moment is a sin, and the borrower will be considered cruel and oppressive. Whether he's observing a fast or sleeping, sins will continue to be recorded in his account, ma'azallah. His sins will continue to increase. Now, we all know about passive income. We all want the passive income of sawab and reward. But imagine if this is the state that we are earning passive sins, ma'azallah, without actively committing it. Whether you are fasting, you are still incurring that sin. Whether you are sleeping, you are still incurring that sin by prolonging the due that you are supposed to pay to the creditor. Not to make them wait when the amount and the payment is overdue and incur sin in return. No. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we have a beautiful clip for you. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
There's a very beautiful account mentioned that there was a sinful person sitting by the riverbank performing ablution wuzu. While he was washing his hands and his feet, he noticed that the great Imam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal alayhi rahmah, arrived and sat not too far away from him. When he realized that the water from his hands and face was going in the direction of the great Imam, out of respect and honor for him, he moved from there. But what was the reward that he gained? It's mentioned that he was rewarded greatly. And the reward that he gained was that after passing away, someone saw him in a dream and they asked him, that how did Allah Almighty treat you? He replied, by the blessing of showing respect to Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal alayhi rahmah, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, you can see by respecting our elders, by respecting the pious people of Allah Almighty, what the reward is. No doubt in our communities, we have elder people in our houses, we have elder people, our teachers, do we respect them? It's mentioned that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan al Rahmatul Rahman has said that a student should not precede the teacher in conversation. Many of us, we go to universities, schools, but in our conversations, we end up not listening to the teacher or talking while the teacher's talking in our madrasas, in our jamias. How should we be sitting in front of the teachers? Further mentioned, a student should not sit at his teacher's place, even in his absence. If the teacher has moved from his seat, and even though he's not there, the student still should not sit in his seat out of respect. It's further written, whilst walking, he should not walk in front of his teacher, nor should we walk in front of our father out of respect. No doubt that the elders in our communities, in our societies, in our masajid, we should be taking care of them, making sure that we serve them first. When food arrives on the dastakhan, we should be making sure that we give and offer them food first, serve them, look after them, give our seat for them, stand up for them, make it easy for them. And never ever should we think that they are getting in our way or they are becoming discomfort for them. We should gain their blessings and we should gain their du'as. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Subhanallah. A great piece of advice from the Muballighin of Da'wat Islami, alhamdulillah. As we were listening to the beautiful advice from our brother, Iftikhar Attari, Damat Barakatuh Mullah Aliyah, mashallah. Now let's return to our topic of discussion, that is to preserve the rights of people. Yes. And Sayyidina Sheikh Abu Talib Muhammad bin Ali Makki alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has stated that most of the people will be thrown into hell due to the sins of others, meaning not due to their own sins, which will be transferred into their account due to the violation of human rights. Similarly, a great number of people will enter Jannah not due to their own good deeds, but upon receiving the good deeds of others. Allahu Akbar. It is obvious that those whose feelings were hurt and rights were violated in the world will be getting the good deeds of others. Therefore, those who are oppressed will be benefited on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We shouldn't take this lightly, because the matter regarding the rights of people is extremely sensitive. And we should always be cautious about this. If we happen to violate any Muslim's right, intentionally or unintentionally, we should immediately seek pardon from that person. Remember how we do in the nights of Bara'ah, Laylatul Bara'ah. We go and ask everyone for maaf, ask everyone for forgiveness. We send WhatsApp messages, we send messages on social media to ask people for forgiveness. Yes, we should do it at all times. We shouldn't leave it for only for Laylatul Bara'ah to come. Only then we're going to ask people for forgiveness. No. Whoever we have violated their rights in any way, intentionally or unintentionally, how light or how small it may be, we should immediately be the first to ask for forgiveness. Yes. And it doesn't reduce you to ask for forgiveness and or to say sorry. That saying sorry and keeping your ego aside for the time being, it will relieve your burden greatly. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all tawfiq. The rights of Allah Azza wa Jal could be forgiven through sincere repentance, but the rights of people will only be forgiven with making sincere repentance and also by asking forgiveness from that person whose rights we have violated. Ala Hazrat Imam Darza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, he says that no matter what kind of right it is not forgiven unless that person himself forgives. Regarding the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is obvious that there could be no one else other than Allah Azza wa Jal who can forgive it. It is stated in the glorious Quran. And who will forgive sins except Allah Azza wa Jal? And for the rights of people, Allah Azza wa Jal has applied this law that there is no forgiveness until that person himself forgives others. As Allah Azza wa Jal is the owner of our lives, our possessions, our properties, and even our rights. So if Allah Azza wa Jal, without our consent, forgives others our rights, then still it is also an absolute justice, and rightfully so, because we ourselves belong to Him and our rights also are established by Him. If Allah Azza wa Jal had not sanctified our blood, our possessions, honor, etc., then no matter how brazenly and badly anybody would violate our rights, and he would not have been accountable for that violation and injustice caused to us. Similarly, if Allah Azza wa Jal wants, He can forgive others our rights because He is the true creator. But it is His mercy that He has given us the power of our rights in our hands and left no room for repentance without seeking our forgiveness, so that no oppressed person may not claim for his rights, saying that, O my creator, I am deprived of my right. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the true understanding of our beautiful deen of Islam. How beautiful it is. The ethos of Islam, the etiquettes, the morals and ethics that we learn in our beautiful deen of Islam. If we could implement, majority of our issues would be sorted out. But it is due to lack of education, lack of understanding, lack of, you know, motivation, lack of, you know, self-introspection that gets us into this bad state. Let's get us out of it. Let's try to improve ourselves as Muslims. It is of great importance to fulfill the rights of people, and showing negligence in this regard is a cause of great loss in this world and in the hereafter. The great religion of Islam, our beautiful deen, strongly motivates us to fulfill the rights of people, whether it is a king or minister, rich or poor, master or slave. All have been made to stand in one row And if the rights of any Muslim has been proven over any other Muslim, it also commanded to fulfill his rights. But unfortunately today, heedlessness has prevailed everywhere. We are not paying attention to what we are doing to others, our behaviors towards others, how it impacts the lives of others negatively. As the majority of Muslims look oblivious and heedless of the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, trampling on the rights of people, it has also become increasingly widespread in our society. Many Muslims, without any fear of the consequences that we have to face, are busy violating the rights of other Muslims by committing crimes such as inflicting cruelty, stealing phones, etc., demanding ransom by threatening people, occupying others' properties unjustly, and usurping loans, stealing, robbing, killing, cheating. Even though trampling the rights of a Muslim, exploiting a Muslim or hurting him are haram actions which lead one to hell. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for whatever injustice we have done to others, to our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. About hurting Muslims without any reason, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed, those who caused hurt to Muslim men and Muslim women and then did not repent, for them is the punishment of hell and for them is the punishment of fire. Have you heard that? We just heard the promise of punishment of hellfire for the sins of violating the rights of Muslims, for the acts of cruelty against them, and for hurting them unnecessarily. Therefore, be very cautious and prevent yourselves from threatening other Muslims, hurting them and frightening them and usurping their rights, causing injustice, humiliation and insult to someone in public, speaking ill of others, physically or verbally abusing people, forcefully taking what belongs to others, etc. These are all the acts of cruelty. And Islam does not promote cruelty. Islam promotes peace and harmony. Islam promotes fulfillment of the rights of others, everyone, subhanAllah. No doubt, oppressing the people is a sin. It brings about suffering in this worldly life and in the hereafter, and ends up with the punishment of hell. Cruelty is a violation of the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it results in the violation of rights of people. Sharif Jurdani, Quddisa Sirru Nurani, has defined the meaning of cruelty. It is to misuse something. In the Sharia, cruelty means to cause injustice to someone's rights or to misuse something or to punish one who has not committed the offense. This is the definition of cruelty in Sharia. And keeping in mind the result of cruelty is terrible. A cruel person will suffer the punishment on the day of judgment. But sometimes he also suffers the consequences of it and the punishment in this world. Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad bin Ismail Bukhari, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has reported in Sahih Bukhari that Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that undoubtedly Allah Azza wa Jal gives respite to the cruel person until when He Azza wa Jal grabs him. Then He subhanahu wa ta'ala does not release him. After saying this, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited verse 102 of Surah Hud. Let's inshallah learn more about this beautiful verse that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited, and that verse is the translation from Kanzul Iman. And such is the seizing of your Lord when He seizes the towns upon their injustice. Indeed, His seizing is painful, severe. In the blessed ahadith, the importance of the rights of people have been mentioned at many places. Let's inshallah listen to the blessed sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. In one hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that everything that belongs to a Muslim is haram for another Muslim. His possessions, his honor, and his blood. It is enough for a person to be cruel that he considers his Muslim brother inferior to himself. Allahu Akbar. So if we are guilty of thinking of others as they are inferior to us, it is sufficient for us to be regarded as cruel people. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In another beautiful hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whoever has the burden of slandering or oppressing his brother, it is necessary upon him that he asks the person for forgiveness here in this world before the day of judgment. Because neither any dirham nor dinar will be accepted there. If he has some good deeds, they will be taken away equal to the violation of rights and given to the victim. Otherwise, the sins of the victim will be transferred into the account of the violator. Allahu Akbar. In the next hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there are three registers. The first register is that Allah Azza wa Jal will not forgive anything. Whereas for the second register, there is no divine mercy, as well as Allah Azza wa Jal would not let anything go without compensation. In the third register, Allahu Akbar. That register which has no forgiveness is disbelief. And no one would be forgiven in any way. So far as the register, there is no divine mercy, is the sin of his bondsman. And it is between his bondsman and Rabb Azza wa Jal, such as missing salah or fast, etc. Allah Azza wa Jal may forgive him. And the register that Allah Azza wa Jal would let go anything without requital is about the matters between bondsmen, about their cruelty upon each other, which is supposed to be compensated. Allah. Lastly, the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that you will have to restore the rights of the sufferers. Even the horned goat will be avenged for the hornless goat. Subhanallah. We just listen to four beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It explains that if you did not fulfill the rights of people in the world, then you will do so on the day of judgment on every condition. Here in the world, it can be done through monetary funds, but in the hereafter, one will have to compensate with his deeds. Therefore, it is better to pay in this world. Otherwise, one will have to repent. Allahu Akbar. It is stated in Mir'at Shara Mishkat that though animals are not bound to follow Sharia and Shari laws and rules, but they will also fulfill the rights of one another. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. The pious people, the pious predecessors, the men of Allah, they have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and remain cautious and aware of people's rights, including those rights which apparently look ordinary or insignificant. Their careful consideration in terms of the rights of people is truly amazing. Let's inshallah listen to some of those instances. It is reported that once Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was about to set off on a journey. A person gave him a letter to deliver to somebody, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that I have hired the camel, so I will have to seek permission from its owner, as I have already shown him my entire luggage, and this letter is an extra thing. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Look at the careful consideration, upholding the rights of others. A letter, how much weight would a letter add to one's transport, to one's camel? Allahu Akbar. But these are the men of Allah. These are our pious predecessors whose careful consideration of others' rights, Subhanallah, got to the place and the station where they are today. Subhanallah. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to act upon these Madani advices. Ameen bijahi Nabi Ameen. Dear brothers, we have seen the praiseworthy conduct of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala, about fulfilling the rights of that person, that after showing all the possessions to the owner of the camel, he still had the mindset to seek his permission to take an ordinary piece of paper to add to it, so that he does not violate the right of that person. Subhanallah. Drawing our attention to the congregation of Zikr and Naat, which take place with loud sound systems and right, and the right of people. Subhanallah, Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliyah has stated that some children are light sleepers and the slightest noises are more likely to awaken them, making them cry and creating a lot of disturbance for all the family members. So we need to be considerate. And moreover, there are such patients in some houses who sleep after taking pills, and students are supposed to go to school and colleges, so they need to sleep early, and others need to go to work. Under these conditions, if any Naat Mahfil is held with high volumes, you know, high decibels of sound, then it clearly hurts the feelings of those who are ill or helpless. And in response to the protests of the locals, drawing their attention towards playing movie songs on the occasions of wedding, etc., while defending the deafening sound of speakers, and then questioning them, why do they dislike the songs, etc., it is not appropriate at all. Plus, making comments that people get angry when Naat of the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is recited, ma'azallah, this is a clear false accusation, that because no matter how sinful a Muslim is, he can never be disturbed by the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we shouldn't be making these remarks when people complain of, you know, loud sound and so on. The complaint and objection is due to the loud speakers and not the Naat Khani itself. If a Naat Khani mahfil is arranged and the high volumes are used only for enjoyment, causing a disturbance to the neighbors, then the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also not be pleased by it. Permission of a few neighbors is not sufficient, who will seek permission from infants, their mothers, patients, people who are bedridden due to any illness. Furthermore, it is also a fact that movie songs disturb people, but people living around show patience due to their fear. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the understanding of the importance of the rights of people and privilege, and to not violate them. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. We should also learn our alhamdulillah etiquettes and what our responsibilities, alhamdulillah, as the muballighin of Dawat Islami. We should take part in 12 Madani activities and be vigilant about Fajr, give Azan, do Sadai Madina, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And in these are the ways for us to be closer and drawn closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Blood relationship and ties of kinship, they are also very important. Many of us, we violate the rights of even our relatives, let alone a stranger person who we don't even know. Yes, we violate the rights of others at all times, but some go even beyond this to hurt the feelings of those who we call our uncle, our brothers, our sister, our siblings, our children, our parents, and so on. Sila rahmi and treatment with the relatives, treating the relatives with kindness is wajib and is obligatory. And severing relationship is haram. The importance of fulfilling the rights of blood relatives and the importance of keeping good ties with them increases, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ahadith contain an unconditional order of treating relatives with kindness, subhanallah. The Holy Quran also unconditionally states Dhawil Qurba, meaning the relatives. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal preserves the world by virtue of one group of people and increases wealth by their virtue, and has never seen them with a dislike since He has created them. It was humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah, who is this? And it was said to them, by virtue of re-establishing their ties with their own relatives. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the virtue of keeping the ties and having good relationship and treating our blood relations with kindness. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we should be affectionate towards our employees in our workplaces. Yes, people's rights are violated in the workplaces. If it's not good for you, why should it be good for me? If it's not good for me, why should it be good for you? So fair treatment across the board, Islam, alhamdulillah, emphasizes on this. There is no favoritism in the beautiful deen of Islam. Allahu Akbar. The rights of human beings, the rights of people, the rights of employers, the rights of a contract that we need to have, you know, we need to honor. These are all the rights that we as Muslims are supposed to honor as Muslims, subhanAllah. MashaAllah, dear viewers, as we are moving close to the conclusion of our today's episode, let's inshallah not forget our beautiful segment, and that is, to succeed, you must read. Yes, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And that beautiful segment we are presenting to you, and we are going to discuss a beautiful publication of Maktabatul Madina, and that is the digital Quran, subhanAllah, through the great endeavors of Yo Dawat Islami, subhanAllah. Digital Quran, inshallah, to learn more about it, let's listen to this and watch this clip by our great Muballigh, Fuzail Raza Attari, Damat Barakat Mul Aliyah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and get to know more about this beautiful publication that is Digital Quran. SubhanAllah, as we know, Quran is something that we are encouraged from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to learn and teach others. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has beautifully mentioned that khairukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allama, that the best of you is he who learns Quran and teaches it to others. So yes, if you want to be the best of people, this is the advice from the Madani court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, let's learn the virtues of reciting Quran and listening to the Holy Quran, subhanAllah, so we can pronounce it correctly. Yes, and these are the features that are embedded in this digital Quran. To find out more, let's watch this clip, and we'll be back after the clip. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It's Dawat-e-Islami.
Good news for everybody, the need of every house. An amazing gift for everyone. Today, we will talk about the Faizan-e-Quran digital pen, a gift and is a ni'mah till the day of judgment. Love for the Quran, understanding the Quran, the passion to act upon the Quran, and much more to acquire. Faizan-e-Quran digital pen, inshallah, azza wa jal. Khairul Hadithi Kitabullah is now available on Maktabatul Madina, in which you will be able to hear the recitation of the Quran in the melodious, beautiful voice of the Qaris of the Quran. Approximately 19 recital of Quran in supreme sound quality, recitation of the Quran in the beautiful voice of the Qaris of the Quran, along with translation Kanzul Iman and translation Kanzul Irfan, and that too in four different languages. Yes, four different languages. And you will also find Tafsir Siratul Jinan. It is something great to increase your love for the Quran. You will learn about the verses of the Quran in it, commentary of the Quran, causes of revelation of the verses and introduction to surah. Besides, you will also find the fard knowledge in it. Yes, method of wuzu, salah, funeral salah, and much more. Plus easy method for memorizing the 30th para of the Quran, and the Quran is also mentioned in it. In addition to it, you can also benefit from 29 card for Zuloom and other Islamic knowledge. Buy this pen from Maktabatul Madina today, keep it in your house, and attain its blessing. This pen is smarter than your smartphone. This is a beautiful present that you can give to someone. In order to get it online, please visit the website below or contact this number and place your order today.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Subhanallah. Digital Quran, yes. MashaAllah, as the technology is evolving, yes, inshallah, as progressive Muslims, we need to adopt this technology and use it to our benefit, inshallah. Yes, everything is there for our benefit. Yes, so if the technology is there, why not make good use of it, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and use the technology to listen to the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran in 19 different Qurra's voices. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You have the choice, mashallah. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in this way, you can place the digital Quran, digital pen on the digital Quran, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, by that, you will be able to listen to the recitation of that particular ayah, so you can rectify your own recitation. Yes, and along with the digital Quran, mashallah, you get to learn farz ulum, you get to learn many subhanallah, beautiful translation of the Holy Quran, Kanzul Iman and Kanzul Irfan, both subhanallah. You're getting subhanallah so much, you know, it's like a combo deal, mashallah. You are benefiting so much just by obtaining one device, that is the digital Quran, subhanallah. So yes, there is numerous benefits to having this digital Quran in your home. Purchase it for yourself, buy it for your family members. If you have the occasions, some occasions coming up where you need to give gifts to your family members, to your friends, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this can make a beautiful gift to give it to someone. So they can, through you, they can get in the habit of listening to Quran and learning Quran and reading Quran more often, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and you will enable them to do so, yes. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, use that opportunity, visit the Maktabatul Madina shop near you in whichever country or city you are from, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and take full benefit of this opportunity. Yes, and you can order it online as well from the website of Maktabatul Madina, yes. And you'll find the link to it, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, through the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net. Or if you are not sure, then contact any muballigh of Dawat Islami in your area, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and they will guide you to the proper channels in order to obtain this great device that is digital Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all the barakah and the blessings of the Holy Quran in our homes, in our lives, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Ameen, bijahin Nabi Ameen. Now we are coming to the end of our today's episode. Let's inshallah not forget to make dua for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherever they are, in whichever parts of the world their rights are violated and they are suffering. May Allah azza wa jal alleviate their suffering and pain. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Keep reciting durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.